This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
We have a liftoff.
Sports Radio 610 presents
The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock, and hopefully you're off work on a Friday as cook-off. That's cook-off. Cookout is getting started as the rodeo gets going. Hopefully you're out having a good time. Luckily for you, old Dirty Show and Psycho T, a.k.a. T-Mill, a little bit later on. Hey, Moneybags had it last night now. Moneybags had it last night now.
That turns me on.
Was that 5 for 5 for you or 4 for 4?
4 for 4. Perfect.
I'd have gone with the live. 5 for 4 for 4 as he got down with it. So we'll see if he can make a little bit more money, close the day out. He was down to 53% for the week until going into last night, but he stepped up big time. So we'll see if T-Mill can make you some money on T-Mill's best bets a little bit later on. But here is the latest. The latest is it is 5 o'clock, and the Astros were on the diamond in Florida again, but this time was a little bigger than others because the much, much anticipated debut of Jose Altuve in left field, his new position, happened. We talked to Sean Pendergast earlier. If you missed it, 3:40, you can go back and listen to that. But Altuve played, and he played 6 innings in left field, and not a damn thing came his way. Here is Jose Altuve himself speaking of his first day.
I didn't get any ball, not a single fly ball or ground ball or line drive, but it was good to be there.
You feel like you got anything out of it?
I felt like I was expecting a fly ball every ball. It was good to know your position, get to see, where the center field is playing and all this stuff, but hopefully next game is going to be more action.
Was that disappointing at all, just not to get tested? Right?
Yeah, for sure. I was expecting, one of those really high fly balls, a line drive or something, but like I said, maybe next game we got it.
All right, yeah, nothing came his way. That's what Sean expressed to us. That no ground ball. Hell, I wonder if a foul ball ever came his way. Nothing.
Hey, they're going to mess around, and Altuve's going to get bored out there and say, no, I ain't doing this, man. Put me back on the infield where I can at least get a little. At least I can throw the damn ball around the horn.
Yeah. He's out there. He went out there to go warm up his arm.
Bored as hell.
Up there warming up his arm before the thing started. So, damn, 6 innings.
I couldn't have done that. I'm thinking about it now. I was an infielder. I couldn't have done the outfield. I'd get bored as hell out there by myself.
I was a second baseman. I got to be in there in the mix
where I can talk to folks and touch leather every now and then.
You talk to the people in the stands.
That damn outfield, it gets lonely out there. I bet that is an adjustment for old Altuve.
I remember Manny used to go out there and just go take a pee break up in there, and he walked through the wall over there in Fenway and just go use the bathroom and chill out there.
Oh, well, Altuve's usually kind of chatty there in the middle infield.
Yeah.
Out there by himself.
He's probably out there talking to himself.
I was at a game at Minute Maid one time, and I was like probably 17, 18. It had to be before that, younger. Anyway, Michael Bourne was out in center field playing for the Astros. And mid-game, mid-inning, I'm walking around the outfield out there at Minute Maid. I'm sorry, Daikin now. And Michael Bourne is looking straight up at the stands where the fans are, and he's having a full-fledged conversation with, I believe it was like his cousin or something.
Oh, his cousin came out.
But like between pitches, I mean, this guy's yelling down to him like, hey, you coming over after the game? Like, come to the house? And Michael Bourne,
making plans for afterwards.
Straight up, Michael Bourne's turned around looking up. Yeah, I think we're going to get out there. I'll let you know, though. You know, I got to talk to so-and-so. It was wild.
I'll be asking for some nachos and peppers. He owed a couple of nachos and peppers. I have cheese all on my jersey and stuff. But we didn't see nothing. But clearly we are going to see more of that. But they tried it. Ain't no lack of trying, Clint. Six innings. They put him out there six innings.
Put him out there. What was he, 0-for-3 at the plate?
Yeah, nobody even gave a damn about
moved what he moved the outfield and he can't swing the stick. What the hell's going on here,
dude? Yeah, they didn't give him a rip. But Paredes, the person, one of the people who was kind of pushing him out there, Clint, he was 2-for-3. He went deep, hit a home run, had a couple of RBIs, RBI single as well in this game. He did well. I think, to me, everybody was talking about Altuve, and obviously that made a lot of sense. But we got our chance to see Hunter Brown for the first time. And he is going to be an absolute vital piece of this team. He has to, at least to me, in my opinion, for this team to really be in the hunt. It feels like to me he has to at least pitch to the level he did last year or even go ahead and take a step further than he did last year. And he was good. Two innings, no runs. Had a little trouble, as Sean said. Walked a couple of guys, walked a guy, struck out a couple, but he looked good his first time out. But that's another guy they're going to have to really rely upon this year.
I'm real confident with Hunter Brown. I'm real confident in Hunter Brown. I did not see him pitch today, but I did listen to. There's a video out of his remarks afterwards from the locker room. And he just seems like a dude that's mature beyond his years, for what it's worth. And he just seems like a dude that is a true pro. And I just believe in the dude. I got confidence in the guy. Now, he may get me, but I feel like it's we're going to be okay with him and Fromber in them top two.
You should, man. I mean, it was a long, long sample size of him towards, it felt like May on, June, maybe June on, where he was clearly front of the rotation type guy.
Yeah.
I feel like you kind of got an idea of what you're going to get out of Framber for the entirety of the year. There are going to be some moments that he frustrates you, as we talked earlier this week, but you got a feeling what you're going to get. But you talk about him, June, July, August, September, like he was front of the rotation worthy. You feel like you got it. You definitely feel like you got as good a 1-2 punch as anybody in the division, but you feel pretty good about your 1-2 punch if those guys pitch to the level that they have been. By the way, Abreu, good run in there. Got an inning in, and then Forrest Whitley again, one inning, no earned runs. Got in, got out.
Oh, Forrest coming
I'm
in there.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Forrest going to do some work, huh?
He lives. Yeah, good for Forrest, man. I'm happy.
If anybody deserves a good year, it's him, man. If anybody
when you say good, define good.
Just get in the league, man.
Like getting to the mound.
Stay in the bigs for a while and for a year and contribute a bit and feel good about yourself, man. He's been beat down for about 42 years.
I know he's been beat down, but I mean I
just want to see something good happen for the young man.
I would too. And for him. And others in that bullpen, it's open. It's damn sure open in front of
opportunities
trying to get to Abreu and Hader. We'll see if he's able to.
One of those really high fly balls.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, the big story to the combine, Matt Stafford. He was connected with many, many teams, Clint, and that thing is over. Today, the Rams and Matt Stafford come together and restructured his deal, and he is going to stay with the Rams. They have already signed their left tackle, who was potentially a free agent or going to be on the market. They bring him back in on a 3-year deal. And, Clint, this is one where Matt Stafford, according to reports, and according to reports from Jordan Schultz of Fox, this is him turning down more money and more guarantees and more years with other teams. The Raiders and the Giants made aggressive financial offers to Matt Stafford, including multi-year deals with significant guarantees, and the Rams were going to fall short of those numbers. But they remain together. As this in this report, it also says that without relocating his family, it gives him the best chance to win a Super Bowl. Another Super Bowl is staying with L.A. So I'll be honest, Clint, you are around this league. You've been in the league. You've covered the league. Tyler, you've been covering the league as well. You've watched the league. I am a bit surprised, Clint. We don't normally see this get this public and player go find yourself a chance to go and play and then find said teams that agree to give him more money and better deals. And what happens is he ends up going back to the team that that was going to let him ride. That one you don't normally see. I thought he was good as gone from the Rams.
I did too. I did too. I thought the Rams were ready to move on. Look, it's nothing like letting somebody go out there and flirt and date and then tell them that you want to keep this thing rocking and rolling. So the Rams did it, though. I mean, I'm interested to see. The reports are that the offers from the Giants and the Raiders are somewhere in the neighborhood of 2 years for $90 to $100 million. So you're knocking on $40 to $45 to $50 million a year over a two-year period. I'm interested to see what L.A. ended up keeping him in L.A. for.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Four.
Yeah.
I mean, clearly, it sounds like he took a team-friendly deal, but I wonder what that team-friendly deal looks like.
Yeah. It's an interesting decision that he made there. I agree with it. To me, would you say his age? Was he 38, something like that?
Yeah,
coming to
girl.
The end. I think for him, as you know, man, it is hard, especially at the end, I would imagine, to lose. I'd imagine that was a hard year for an Aaron Rodgers to lose and to be around people that don't have it all together, like, especially if you've been used to it, right? And he has seen both sides of it. And you know you got Sean McVay that you're on the same page with, and you got a chance. It's hard to leave that, even if it is some more money there. I can completely understand.
Well, it's probably hard to leave it too if you've already played in Detroit and experienced.
Yep. Yeah,
I don't mean to keep messing on Detroit, but the truth of the matter is he's already been in a dysfunctional organization. He's already been in a situation where he wasn't winning many football games. He's already been in a city that I would think from a quality of life pales in comparison to the way he can live in L.A., being from Highland Park. I mean, let's be honest. He never wanted, even before he made the money, wanted for much. So, I'm shocked that the Rams, turned back and made a deal.
All right. So that's the latest there. As a big story of the week, where is Matt Stafford going to go? Well, he's going to stay right at home in L.A.
5 o'clock fire.
And with that, that means other teams need to change course of what their plans are.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.